Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
All right, it is indeed time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferentino. We're a representative of our securities and advisory services. It is all through United Planets Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners, they are not affiliated. The Dow losing just about 37 points close yesterday. Almost at that 31,000 mark once again, just a shade under. And futures up nearly 50 points as we speak. And before we introduce Mr. Ferentino, we do want to say that material discussed not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities. We say a very good morning to Craig Ferentino. Sir, how are you? Good to have you.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you so much. It is great to be here, and thank you for reading that extra disclaimer. We kind of say we don't recommend any securities, but, you know, myself, you know, we're a very regulated business, so let's put that in there. Yeah, like you said, the Dow is down 37 points approximately. NASDAQ hit a new high at 13,635, up almost 7 tenths of 1%. Most popular stocks are Macy's, General Motors. I put a little asterisk around Macy's, just want to talk about that. Macy's up 10%. General Motors, Pfizer, Ford Motor, and Procter & Gamble. Put a little asterisk. Let me get back to Macy's in a second. We have some biggest gainers. J.M. Smucker, the jam company, up 4%. Iron Mountain up 6.5%. That's a data storage company. Hormel Foods up almost 4%. Down yesterday is Freeport McMoRan, which is copper and gold. That's basically used to be called Freeport McMoRan copper and gold. Down 5%, but that's been rallying. So that's what you get when you buy commodity stocks. And Carnival Corp almost down 5%. CCL, the cruise line. Oh, there's so much interesting news there, Jay. I mean, I really don't know where to begin. The first thing I want to do is tell your listeners that there's something called when we long a stock, we're buying the stock that's considered a long. We're hoping that it goes up and then we sell it one day, or it doesn't have to be stock. It could be anything. It could be Bitcoin. You're longing something, meaning you buy it and you're holding it in the hopes that at some point it would rise. And then maybe at some point later, you'll take a profit. There's a whole another group of people that, including it could be individual investors, who short stocks, and they're betting that the company will go down. And so we don't know about the earnings, and we don't know about the future of this company, or no matter what they're telling you, we see nobody's in their stores or whatever. And so there's people who have to borrow shares from someone else for a period of time, and then they buy the stock back, and that's called a short. And so when you're shorting a stock, you're betting that it goes down, because when you're borrowing it at $12 and you're buying it back at $6, and you made a lot of money. So that's the idea of the short. And so you're shorting a stock, you're longing your stock. It's the opposite of buying and holding. You're selling the stock, and then with the hope of buying it in the future. So a company called GameStop, which, you know, has stores in a lot of our areas here, including like Riverhead, I think Lake Grove. GameStop sold video games and things like that. Well, the GameStop was one of these, had an unbelievable run, you know, almost 100% in one day. And what happened here was that there's a lot of shorts, more than almost, I'd say at least one-third of the shares were short, and two-thirds of the shares were long. So there's a bunch of people were shorting it from either hedge funds and things like that, saying, hey, this stock, there's nobody going into these GameStops. They're not selling any video games. It's all done online. There's very little to sell. Very few people go in and buy boxes, box store, you know, all that stuff, box-type things. And then you had a group of people saying, hey, we know this. And then there's a lot of people who were saying, hey, this might be a good buy here. And so what happens is you're getting a short squeeze. So the stock shows up And so the reason why I put an asterisk around Macy's, because people feel the same way about Macy's. About 30% of the shares in what's called the public float, that means the shares that are out there, are being shorted. And so there's some, you know, there's a couple of forums. One's on Reddit. And so social media is putting a stop to this. And there's a bunch of longs going against the shorts. And they know that there's a lot of shares short. So they start buying the stock. Because when the shorts have to get out of the position, they have to buy it. They have to buy it back to cover. You know, they're borrowing the stock and selling it. And then they got to buy it back. And so if the longs smell that, the longs will go and buy the stock, knowing that these short positions, they keep losing money. The higher the stock price goes, the worse they're squeezing the shorts, and the shorts will have to buy it. And they know that those shorts are out there and that's why they bought the stock. They long the stock. So this saga continues, and I'd say a good chance there's a lot of stocks that are we're getting these gains here on the markets, particularly on the NASDAQ. And a lot of this could be part of the short squeeze. There's not real growth in the markets right now. It could be just people getting us set on a short squeeze. So FIZZ, which is LaCroix, Soda, things like that was in there. 60% of the company stock is being sold short. So if I knew that, this might be something, it might be a strategy. Hey, look, these guys are going to have to buy back the stock at some point. Why don't I buy it now and they'll have to buy it from me? Macy's was in there. There's not all the shorts worked. I mean, Bed Bath & Beyond, which had a short interest of north of 60%. Bed Bath & Beyond, short interest north of 60%. But there were some, the shares rose as much as 50% in the late morning trade. And some shares at some point, 200% over the last 6 months. And that was all due to shorts to have to cover. You know, once you put it out there that you have a big short position, the longs get in there and say, okay, well, if you have to buy these shares back at some point, you're going to buy it from us. Anyway, so how much of this market is short selling and people trying to cover from shorts, and how much of this market is actual growth and excitement about the future and the vaccine rollout and the stimulus? I don't know, and that's a head scratcher there. But it just throws you. Sometimes you look and say, "Hey, these numbers are cooking a little bit. Wow, why are these? You know, it doesn't make sense to me." Well, that I'm giving you a sense to why some of the numbers are up in some areas and some sectors of the economy. So pre-market, we hear from Polaris, General Electric, Johnson & Johnson this morning, 3M, American Express. After the market, we get earnings from Texas Instruments, Capital One, Starbucks, Microsoft, Advanced Micro Devices. And that's pretty much the news today. We do get some economic news, too, as well, so we'll be listening to that.
Keep an eye on it all. One thing that caught my eye this morning, where four times as many jobs lost last year due to the pandemic as during the worst part of the global financial crisis going back to, 2009. So you had this report coming out of the International Labor Organization now estimated the restrictions on businesses and public life destroyed 8.8% of all work hours around the world last year. That's equivalent. Think about this now. That's equivalent, folks, to 255 million full-time jobs. Is that unbelievable? Quadruple the impact of the financial crisis over a decade ago when you think about it. I mean, you put everything in perspective. I mean, it's just beyond alarming, you know. It's like, well, what else can you throw at me to really kind of accentuate the devastation of what's been happening in the last year or so? I mean, it's unreal when you put everything in that type of light, Craig, you know. So
it's very unreal. Hey, you know, Jay, I wanted to mention we have a seminar tonight, by the way, taxes in your retirement. I know you were signed up last month that you couldn't get it, but tonight, 6 to 7, we're going to talk about how you're taxed, how Social Security is taxing and how your pension can be taxing, or how other monies, or if you take out money of an IRA, how that all puts together in terms of your retirement future and how it's taxed, and some things you could do today maybe to prevent that. Tomorrow we have the 1715 from 9 to 9:15, all about required minimum distributions. If you are required to take a minimum distribution and you don't, you could be penalized 50%, the highest penalty in all of the IRS, 50% if you don't take out enough of your required minimum distribution. Well, you know, I'm too young. Well, if you inherited an IRA, You're also required to take out a required minimum distribution. So anybody who's inherited something from a deceased parent or et cetera, you want to be able to get on that call. Only 15 minutes, 9 to 9:15, and we send you a Starbucks coffee card there. So two good events coming up in the next 24 hours. Just want to let you know, and we'll bring it up again tomorrow on tomorrow's show.
You know, I'm a big fan of those webinars. Now, you can do everything via the website, folks. Check everything out, GregJamesFinancial.com, and you'll learn all your register and everything else, and you will get in on some grace. I mean, nobody does it better than Greg Ferrantino regarding financials and everything you need to know. We will be in tune, and we will discuss tomorrow morning. How was that, sir?
Jay, thanks for your great show. Good reporting this morning.